SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The alleged shooter in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO is being held without bail in a Pennsylvania jail. Correspondent Michael Sisak explains the gun evidence against Luigi Mangione and writings by the suspect.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make-it-at-home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially UnitedHealthcare specifically.
Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. Capitol Police charged a 33-year-old Illinois man with assaulting Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace. She said she sustained injuries to her wrist and arm. It happened last night in a House office building on Capitol Hill. Mace alleged the incident was prompted by her support of transgender bathroom bans. Alex Jones is keeping InfoWars for now after a judge rejected The Onion's purchase bid.
Federal bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez cited problems with the auction process and said the outcome left a lot of money on the table for families of the Sandy Hook school shooting who stand to receive most of the proceeds. Judge Lopez left it up to the trustee who oversaw the auction to determine the next steps. The Onion, which had planned to relaunch InfoWars as a parity site, bid $1.75 million in cash plus other incentives, while a company that sells nutritional supplements in Jones's name offered $3.5 million. The decision means Jones can stay at his InfoWars headquarters in Austin, and Jones quickly went back on the air to applaud the judge's decision. I'm Jennifer King.
Macy's is reporting a decline in profits and sales for its third quarter. Company shares tumbled 7% before this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's transgender guidance, which calls for teachers and administrators to help children live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval. In a lawsuit, parents with children in Eau Claire, Wisconsin public schools argue that the policy violates constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The court said the parents do not have standing. This is SRN News. Officials say South Korea's previous defense minister was stopped from attempting suicide while in detention over last week's martial law declaration.
Officials say former defense minister Kim Yong-hyun tried to kill himself at a detention center in Seoul. Correctional officers stopped him and said that he was in a stable condition. Kim, one of President Yoon Suk-yeol's close associates, has been accused of recommending martial law to Yoon and sending troops to the National Assembly to block lawmakers from voting on it. Yoon's office, meanwhile, resisted a police attempt to search the compound. I'm Karen Chamas.
Parts of the East Coast are in for some chaotic weather, perhaps. A storm is expected to bring heavy rain and high winds to many areas through tonight. And flooding is possible in some places, too. Utilities are also gearing up for potential power outages, as they expect winds to exceed 60 miles per hour in some areas. SRNNews.com.